Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening, all. Today is Tuesday, October 17, 2017. It is 9 p.m. Pacific time. I happen to be broadcasting from the great state of Texas, so it's 11 o'clock Central. And for those of you in Colorado or Mountain, it's of course 10 o'clock. Welcome. This is Tina C., your host with I Hear Tarot Online Radio. I want to thank you for joining me on my seventh show. And it's really interesting because on my seventh show, the irony is just as we all do when we think we have our bearings and think we have everything down pat, life says, no, you don't. We've got more lessons for you. So I am going to humbly appreciate life for reminding me of this kind fact. And again, thank you all for joining me on my seventh show. We could not do this, of course, without you joining us and without the support and the broadcast courtesy of New Age Guild's Blog Talk Radio. So, as always, let's jump right into the essentials so you guys are dialed in and we can get right to your calls. Because at the end of the day, that's why I do this. That's why I'm here logging on, wanting to provide me as a support in any way possible. And if that's through insight with tarot or mediumship, I'm happy to do so. Back to the essentials. Our call-in number, the most important, is 323-642-1207. So you all can call this number and we will get you through so we can address any questions you have regarding life, love, career, family, insight in general. We do have people that call in and just want to know what's around them. And then we have others that call in with specific questions. So I'm going to get right to it, you all, because it looks like we've got some callers lined up. And again, as I mentioned, my commitment is to you. So briefly, call in number 323-642-1207. You can also like us on Facebook and get insight to what you can expect for the day, as well as for the week. So follow us at New Age Guild, and follow me at I Hear Tarot. Facebook brings us all together in its own crazy Facebook way. And for some reason, if we can't, can reach me directly at 234-97-TAROT, 234-978-2768. For those of you that are still using those rotary phones, and I am not judging. So moving ahead at 8 minutes after the hour, thank you all for joining, and thank you for being present. Just a quick reminder, when you call, just give us a moment to connect. We love technology. We have the ability. Just give us a moment. And also share with us your name and from where you're calling. It can be the state or it can be the city in the state, even better. Love the community that this show brings together and that we get to have. And I love that you get to represent. So if you wouldn't mind sharing your name, city, and great state. So it looks like we've got a caller available. Are you there?
Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, you're on the air. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yes, it's Jay.
Hi, Jay. And from where are you calling?
I'm calling from Western Canada.
From Canada. Tell me, how can I help?
Yeah, I just wondered, you know, it's for myself, I've been going through lots of things, and it's in regards to actually No, my spiritual growth at this time of abundance. And also, my thing is about relationships, myself and friends and close ones. So I just we see how that's going to develop. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. So we're gonna look at this in two ways. One, you were looking at your personal spiritual growth and abundance, and then you're also asking about personal relationships, not necessarily romantic. Is that right?
That's true. And well, actually both, actually romantic and just friends in general. Just just going with my tribe basically now.
Ah, okay. All right, so I'm going to try to keep this as succinct as I can. These are great questions and they go in depth naturally. So I'm just prefacing this with I'm not trying to be superficial, but I do want to address your questions and get to everything if we can. Okay, so let's look at your spiritual growth first and get some insight on what we can expect or even what's around us. Okay. Okay, great. So, beautiful cards, Jay. What's coming up for us, and I'm using the Universal Weight deck. What's coming up for us is the Two of Pentacles, the Empress, which is three of the major arcana, and the Page of Wands. So, what's coming through, let's see. It's interesting because what's coming through is there is still. And I can't quite see what yet, but there is, it's almost like the cards are indicating you're still choosing or deciding what path to go down. So it's almost like the vision that comes across for me for you is like we're looking at a lineup of 10 objects, 10 things, and it's like, well, this one has qualities. Well, I don't mind this. Well, I can really do something with that. And so it's like the universe is coming back and saying that there isn't that instant attraction yet because there's still what I'm getting is reservation. We're looking at still what we feel about this and almost like what it feels about us. So there's this, I see there's a want for a connection, but it's interesting because it's coming across as a little bit of deliberation on your end. Now, that being said, moving forward, the Empress appears and she's in the middle of these three cards and she's saying, this is what we can offer, this is what we can have, this is what we're going to get to. So, and looking at the Empress, we're seeing yellows, we're seeing reds, we're seeing the forest, we're seeing wheat, we're seeing abundance, and that's what this card is about, feminine, masculine energy. So that could be where our balance is coming from with our Two of Pentacles. It could actually be a matter of finding the balance, and because it's so sensitive, it's taking a little bit longer. Looking at our last card is the Page of Wands. And this is really exciting, Jay, because, as you know, Wands has to do with fire, passion, energy of who and what you are as a person. And the page is talking about your tenacity that you're moving ahead with regarding this particular topic. So in this case, spirituality. And so it's interesting because there's all this energy that you're accumulating and that's saying this is what we have in the store window for you. There's still that balance is what we're taking now with our Two of Pentacles and that Page of Wands. What I'm getting for you, definitely, it's interesting. What just came up for me for you is it almost is like we're waiting for something to really resonate. That's like without thinking, without question, and it just gels and jives. And that's, it's really particular. So I feel like what I'm saying is it's taking longer to get to because it's so refined and so particular for you, but so grandiose when you get there. So what I'm saying in summary is you're on the right path. Universe is coming back and saying, we want to give you exactly what you want. There is a fine balance. We know this about you, and that's okay. And that Page of Wands, also, I like this card because it's talking about something that's going to come to us soon. We're going to get that announcement. We're going to get that update. Even if it's a feeling, an aha moment, your intuition and everything gels at one time, the cards are giving us encouragement that we're going to hear something soon. Something is going to land. Something is going to line up together for us. So, but a lot of strong energy, and the cards are talking about you having a really practical sense of self and balance. Your feet are grounded, but your head's in the clouds, which is really interesting. It seems like they're trying to work around
Of course.
that. So,
Those
there you
are
go on
cards.
spirituality. And then let's take a look at, I'm going to ask. I know you asked about romantic relationship and personal relationship, and that expanded into your tribe. So I'm going to... Those are two very separate questions, and I don't want to convolute them. So I'm going to quickly look at both just out of due diligence. And this is, okay, this is going to be regarding your romantic relationships. All right. You are very, how do I say, practical and energetic is what your cards like to remind us. What we pulled is the Four of Cups. In the middle is our Temperance card, 14 of the Major Arcana, and then our Queen of Swords. And so it's interesting. Let's see here. As you know, we're going to start with the middle. Temperance is usually pretty cut and dry in the way of we're still waiting. Things are still developing. There's a lot is coming through with that card. They're talking about not only balance for you, but more so refilling your cup, being independent and stable in that way, and then a part of something, which sounds a little generic, and I'm not trying to be generic, but that was what first came through, and there's more with that, Jay. But we can't talk about it at this time. But there's more to that card. Mm-hmm. Your Four of Cups and your Queen of Swords are so dynamic. Four of Cups is, as you know, deciding, indecision, uncertainty. We haven't even decided to jump in yet to be stuck. We're still kind of on the sidelines in the peripheral. So, and then our Queen of Swords, that's very analytical. And I can't quite tell yet if that's representing a specific person or just an idea that you've got or something that we're still manifesting. So that's really, like I said, really dynamic between the two cards. Let me see if anything else comes through. Let me ask you a question. Do you find or are you experiencing any hesitation in romantic relationships?
You know, for myself, it's just, you know, matching up signs and the spiritual aspects. Because right now, you know,
okay.
I date a couple people that they were spiritual. They said they were spiritual, but it didn't show up when meeting them for dates.
Yes. Energy doesn't lie, right? That's one of my favorite phrases, energy doesn't lie. So
yeah.
Thank you for saying that. It's interesting what just came through, and again, I would love to speak with you in depth, but what just came through is because our spirituality, it's almost like it's coming up as Legos, a Lego piece, and our spirituality has either 6, 8, 10, 12, you know, little bumps and then a color. But it's interesting because it almost feels like what they're saying is because we don't have 100%, we're working with blueprints on spirituality, but not necessarily the finished product and what we're going to market, so to speak. So there might be some energy on that. We're not lighting up our dots yet because we haven't completely finished the product. And that might be part of the struggle, not only with your romantic relationships, but also just energetic relationships or personal relationships. The cards are saying that you're very particular and concise. That's just part of your, A, attention to detail, and B, who you are as a person. It's interesting to be able to balance those two up, and that's what I see is coming up for you right now.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of, for myself, is a lot of things going around and just you know, focus on things, and it's just give me a broad overview what, you know, I have to look up for. So
yeah, it's thank you for saying that. It's not necessarily that I'm getting there's a lot going on. I'm getting you're at the tail end of completion of resonating your energy or your spirituality or even your romantic relationship or personal relationship. I get that at the end. I'm not saying you're at the beginning. It's more about those ends, those particulars at the end are so precise that that's what we're going to work on lining up because it's at the very end where you're like, okay, and last, this is what I really want. It's almost like first you say you line out what you want, and then at the very end you're like, oh, and don't forget X, Y, Z. So don't take it that I'm saying you've got a lot of work ahead of you. It's actually opposite. It's just we need to be very specific and clear.
Okay.
So it's interesting. I hear what you're saying, and I get that. But don't misunderstand me. It's you've done a lot of the work. You've done a lot of it. And that's what brings you to this place now, which is really interesting.
It is definitely interesting. So thank you.
You're welcome. And just keep in touch. You're welcome to call in, you know, next week. There's nothing wrong with getting a weekly or even monthly update. I think we may have even spoken before, and I say that because if we're seeing the same cards, repeat or make themselves known, those are good indicators.
Okay.
If we see them go away, that's movement. So we get to work with that.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thanks,
Dana. All right, Jay. Well, take care. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening.
Many blessings to you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you. All right, you all. Thank you, Jay, for calling, for being a listener, for sharing with us and being open, authentic, and vulnerable. It is not easy, but great questions. The lineup is a lot of the same way or the same lines of thinking that we have, or that I have, in fact. We like everything to be in balance. And so we see a lot of detail and information, but we also see a holdup, which can be frustrating because we are so detailed and we're painstakingly working through our life. So we're like, why is the universe asking questions? I'm clear. So thank you, Jay. It is now 20 minutes after the hour. You all, I do believe we have another caller on standby, if that's the case. How can I support?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Tina. How can I help?
Hi, this is LaShondra. I'm in Irving, Texas.
All right. Well, see, I'm in Houston, so we're not too far from each other.
I was calling in regards to this guy. His name is Carl. And
okay.
I'm just trying to, you know, get some understanding on and the direction that this thing is going between me and him. Like, we're not in a relationship, but we've been, like, involved with each other for 3 years now. So I just want some clarity on the direction where we're headed.
Okay. So let me just take a step back. There was a quick blip when you were saying your name. How do you say your name again?
LaShondra.
LaShondra, thank you. I wanted to make
yes.
sure I got that right because your name is very important. LaShondra, so
yes.
what I hear you asking is about direction and where you guys are headed. And then the other thing that came through was insight. We kind of want to know where we are too, is that right?
Yes.
All right, so I ask that to be specific because I want to get a broader picture of what your situation is with Carl. So let me take a look here. Okay. And you two have been together on and off, LaShondra, or exclusive?
We've been involved with each other. We hadn't officially said, hey, we're in a relationship, but, you know, we've been doing this for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a couple things are coming up. So let me be clear on this. I'm going to put everything together in a quick sequence, so just follow me, okay?
Okay.
We are looking at six cards. Three are the major arcana, three are the minor arcana. And I point this out because when the major arcana show up, this is big secret,
mm-hmm.
when the major arcana shows up, this is everything around us that we can't see. This is when the universe is stepping in, your intuition is stepping in, energy is stepping in. And so I'm pointing that out because you've got 50% of the universe involved. It's like you have a third party in your relationship. And then you've got the other part of the world, which is everything we can see, touch, taste, smell. And in your case,
okay.
one of those cards happens to be the Ten of Cups, which is all about happiness, content. Cups has to do with emotion, relationship. We're seeing a lot of happiness, abundance, joy. Things are perfect. And that's what that card's indicating. Not only that you have it necessarily, but also this is something that in the back of your mind, in your heart of your hearts, that's a question. Is this what I want? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So these cards are saying, LaShondra, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And of course, this needs to be the case for both of you too. So we're also seeing the Strength card, which is our major arcana 8. She is all, so this is where I know, LaShondra, that you have hung on. And I say this in a positive way. You are determined to see the best in the situation. You put time and effort in. There's a lot of energy on this, and it comes through. It's telling us, and the cards are saying, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's you and Carl and your relationship. It's not anybody else. It's not your friends. It's not your family. It's not strangers on the street, so to speak. It's you two. And so the cards are talking about your bond there. I'm going to jump right over to the next major arcana card, which is the Devil. Mm-hmm. And this is 15 of the major arcana. This comes up because it's interesting. The moment I saw your strength card, which is your connection, your tenacity, your will in this relationship, 3 years is a long time. 3 months is a long time, but 3 years, you've had your trials and you've let things go and you've held on to the relationship. And so when I see the Devil card, what came up for me interestingly was being restrained. So what I'm getting is as open and committed and willing as you are, there's still this energy that's coming across as a restriction, restraint, oppression. And I don't know if it has to do with in your heart of hearts, a conversation that we could have offline, or if it's something like, you know, honestly, it's not even about the living situation. It's about commitment. Even though I get you've committed and you've held on, there's like this maybe 1% of the word commitment that isn't filled in. And that's why we're seeing this Devil card, because they're still the tiniest of back doors. We're also seeing the Nine of Rods. And so this card is interesting because it's also kind of in line with the Devil, where it's talking about, this is my boundary. This is what I've created. You're either in, you're out. This is my line in the sand. I put a lot of energy into this. I can show you. I can prove it, you know, in more than one way, which is not necessarily what you do, but you've got the stuff. We see it, right? And so that Nine of Rods is telling us that's coming up in the relationship. The other two cards that we're seeing is the King of Wands. So I get the energy. I get the energy there, especially with King of Wands. That card comes across as charming, debonair, golden tongue. There's some energy on that card. And then we're looking at our Wheel of Fortune. And so, again, LaShondra, this tells us that you have had your highs and lows, ebbs and flows, and you're still standing. And so, overall, where are you guys going? What's the path? What's around you right now? It's that 1%, and it's not anything that you need to share with me. It's you and your heart of hearts and Carl and his heart of hearts. What is that 1% that's outstanding? Because oddly enough, that could be the crack that doesn't seal the deal, that creates that leak later on. So what I'm saying to you is I see the energy, I see the drive, I see the commitment. I also see the stands on your end and on his end. I see the passion, I see the ups and downs of the history you've created, and the value, it's that 1% that you get to look at. That's going to open some doors for you. Do you follow?
No. Excuse me. I'm not
so
sure what you mean by the 1% that will open doors.
So, okay. So, great question. It's like there's one thing that I'm getting that perhaps hasn't been spoken out loud or with complete honesty and the intention to repair it. And I'm not telling you that you are not open and trusting and committed to him. What I'm saying is there's a little piece of information that I'm getting hasn't been shared. And once that's brought out into the open, that's what gets to unlock the future and what's going on. Are we
so do you think that he's hiding something from me? Because I'm like an open book with him, and I've expressed everything that I can possibly express to him in regards to, you know, moving forward. So the only thing I can say a restriction comes from is something that he's not disclosing to me.
It, you know, and that's a really good question. It could be, if you're feeling in your heart of hearts and 100% faith and being genuine that you put everything on the table, and I don't doubt that because we women tend to do that anyway, it's something that you can look at. Yes, and I'm not necessarily saying he's hiding something from you. We women are more expressive with our words and with our emotions. Men are not. Mm-hmm. So it could very well be something that he hasn't expressed that would almost be the key to half the things you say. And you're like, oh, I had no idea you were already aware of that. well, I wouldn't, does that make sense? And so it could very well be that, that insight he hasn't shared
yeah.
with you, that makes you feel incomplete and, you know, could cause him to feel overwhelmed because he doesn't understand why X, Y, Z, for example.
Okay.
So that's a good question. It could very well be that. Yes.
So
and go ahead.
No, I'm still like not sure, like, you know, if will he disclose it to me? Like, how do you see our future moving forward? Like,
yes, thank you for asking, because I was gonna say this is the tip of the iceberg, especially when it comes to communication. And I'm not trying to drag this on, but I mm-hmm. do want to say I feel like what I'm getting is there's some other insight or underlying information we could find. And when I say underlying information, again, I don't mean, or I'm not implying that he's lying, but I feel like the cards could give us some insight on different aspects of y'all's relationship that we're not seeing
mm-hmm.
right now. And then we
okay.
get to narrow in on that. So you can reach me 234-97 Tarot. I'm on online, ihearTarot.com, 25% off of our reading.
Okay.
Contact me. Let's schedule something. Let's look at this, because you're quick on this and you're wanting to narrow it down, and we just don't have the time, and the layout of the cards isn't giving that insight right now either. But there's energy here. So please reach out to me any way you want, and then let's schedule something so we can, let's go in depth.
Okay.
Yes. Well,
right,
thank you
thank
for calling
you.
In. I get where you are, so please do reach out.
My pleasure.
All right, my dear. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right, you all. It is 30 minutes after the hour, 31 to be exact. I want to thank Lashandra for calling in with a great question. And this is how questions are. The vision that just came through for me, you all, is like a rose or a flower. You come to the table with one question, the bud in your hand. The moment we start to look at that question and we water it and we put energy on it, we put effort into it, that rose or that flower opens up, and now we've got an immeasurable number of petals or of pollen. And then we get to look at each one of those petals. And so that's a great example of how tarot can be. One question, we bring it to the table, we open it up, and there's so much more that we get to look at, address. And that's one of my favorite things about tarot, is because it's not just one thing. We know that. It's just like how our body works. If your ankle hurts, you go to the doc, and he's like, you know, it's really your sciatica. It has nothing to do with your ankle, but that's just where it ended up. So kind of an interesting example to use, but that's the way it works. And I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I am trying to share with you the power and insight that tarot can offer. All right, you all, coming right back to our essentials. Call in 323-642-1207. You can find us at New Age Guilt on Facebook. Why not follow us? Let's be friends. You can find me on Facebook at I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT. And I want to share with you guys, it's interesting, just with our theme for the night, that we got a late start, things didn't go as planned, and I'm in Texas last minute due to the passing of a very loved and special one, but I'm here, and I get to be with you still. And it seems I have a little bit of an allergy. So it's interesting, because the universe is telling me to slow down despite everything that's going on, breathe, and be present with you all. So go on to Facebook. Get the skinny on what we've got going on for tonight. But without further ado, let's move on. Don't forget, as listeners, you receive 25% off of readings. I'm going to move on, wanting to remind you that I love to get to you all. That's just one of my passions, and connecting with you all. And so I'm going to try to limit, if we can, our call time. You guys can connect with me, reach me. Otherwise, If we've got more time and you happen to be a lucky caller, lucky listener, we can talk more about what you've got going on. But I do want to share with you what our agenda is. I know it's a little bit later in the game, 34 minutes after the hour, but you all, we are going to talk about our monthly reading using our Universal Weight deck, our card of the week using our Angel Tarot deck, and our card of the day using our exotic Wild Unknown. We're going to get to hear from Spirit using the deck Postcards from Spirit. If we have time, we can jump into Jupiter and Scorpio. We didn't get to talk about that last week, but there's some energy on what's happening in those planets. So more is more, apparently, with Universe this next couple of months. And again, if we have any more time, we can talk about how we address really sensitive questions, A, when asking, and B, when reading. Because it can, again, energy doesn't lie, it can be and is a different experience on each end. And we get to be conscious and aware of that. And so I had a couple of readings this past week, personal readings face-to-face, that really brought me back to center and the emotion and energy it goes in to asking some pretty personal questions. So hopefully we will have some time to expand. Before we move ahead, again, I want to encourage you to call in 323-642-1207. Put it on speed dial. Put it on that post-it and put it on your fridge and keep it stuck there. Put it on your computer. You can even put something special in there to remind you that our show is every Tuesday, 9 o'clock Pacific time. Moving ahead, talking about what's in the world, how it connects with the cards. I want to take a moment to acknowledge those who have been disempowered, harassed, felt less than, or restricted from voicing their discomfort or the disrespect that they've experienced. My wish for you all, and my charter for myself, which is something I continue to keep in mind and improve, is that you know your own voice is yours. It's yours to own and should never, ever be silenced. So I want to just take a moment to respect those who have endured any type of harassment or oppression and remind you that you are strong. It is your voice. It is your very own and cannot be taken, and may it grow stronger. All right, you all. It is 37 minutes after the hour. Don't let me forget to remind you, we're going to talk about Halloween. We've got that coming up pretty soon. Parties are happening, insights coming forward, connections are flaring. So don't forget to remind me, tell you about what we've got planned for Halloween. If you guys have any special requests, shout them out. Talking about voices and energy, share them with me. What is it you want to hear about? What do you want to talk about? Find me on Facebook. Find me on Instagram. Find us at New Age Gill, Blog Talk Radio. This is all about you. Speaking of which, I do believe we have a caller on the line.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What is your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Leanne, and I'm from Kentucky.
Leanne from Kentucky. My dear, how can I help?
Well, I'm going through a huge transition in my life at this time, and I've been very closed off just from really everything. And I was just kind of curious if it looks like I'm going to have someone come into my life, you know, just a supportive, good relationship, because I've been working on being alone and being content, but I do miss that. So I'm curious if that's, you know, out there for me soon.
Okay, so Leanne, what I'm hearing you say is that you're really working to improve your sense of self, your energy, your comfort, just being connected with self. But there's nothing wrong with having a connection with someone else in a partnership, in a relationship. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Got it. And then are we talking specifically about romantic relationship?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Great question. What was coming through, first of all, was the cards were saying you and your relationship with self is a whole topic in itself. You and relationship
yes.
with someone else is a different topic in itself. But I hear what you're saying. And let me see, now that we've acknowledged that, I'm going to see
okay.
if the cards will give us a that being said insight. Let's see. So, okay. Okay, so let me step back and ask a question. Do we have any energy on our last relationship, or not even last relationship, a relationship that really meant something to you, that mattered to you? Do we have any residual energy on that relationship?
Yes, we had an on and off, you know, relationship, and for over a year or so, we've still communicated. And he very much gets to me, but I don't feel that, you know, I question his sincerity. I question a lot about, you know, just the future with him
mm-hmm.
in general and his feelings. So, yes.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. The reason I asked is because I pulled three cards as like a foundation or a baseline to
uh-huh.
see insight on your relationship with relationships. And
right.
I pulled one more card to try to get insight on your relationship with your next or your upcoming romantic relationship. And so what I pulled
mm-hmm.
as foundation cards, again, using the universal weight deck, which looks a lot like the
mm-hmm.
Rider Waite, is
right.
a 5 of Swords, 7 of the Major Arcana, which is the Chariot, and then our
mm-hmm.
King of Pentacles. So,
right.
okay, so what's coming through, even sharing that with you, what's coming through is, and I hesitate to use this word, but it's the word that came through, so I'm going to share it with you, which is the word unfairness. It's
yes.
almost like, and I'm not saying the relationship was lopsided, but it's almost like it power was more on one side than the other, and I tend to get that more on his side than on your side. I don't get that
yes.
you're hanging a carrot or strings, right? And
right.
it could very well have been older, but I'm getting he was aware of it too. Not that he's a negative
yes.
person, but there's definitely some advantage in this relationship.
Yes.
And it's almost like, even seeing our cherry in the middle, it's almost like what I'm getting is it could be this, and we're window shopping, right? And that's not necessarily
right.
the case. And you and your heart of hearts and your committed self are, okay, I'm in. Oh, maybe this isn't the right time to be in. Maybe we shouldn't be in. And then it's almost like this, and that's the 5 of Swords. It's this back and forth. We're not in. We're not out. Nothing is happening, and it's even more agony. And I'm
yes.
not saying it scarred you, but it certainly put a taste in your mouth of future romantic relationships. So when we looked at
yes.
your romantic relationship card, we pulled up the 7 of Swords. And the 7 of Swords
right.
usually indicates disconnection, separation, sometimes
mm-hmm.
divorce, depending on.
Yes.
And so to note, we're also looking at these swords. And swords, the beautiful part about your question and the cards that we laid are that swords is in your head. We can actually reconcile and come to terms with this. This
mm-hmm.
is empowering. We can do something.
Right.
With this. So what I'm saying to you is we have a hitch in our giddy up regarding future relationship, romantic relationship, courtesy of this past relationship we had where it was back and forth. And I'm not saying you're unaware because you're quite aware. You're asking the right
yeah.
questions. We
right.
just need to let go of that energy. And I'm not sure how that is for you, Leanne. I don't know how that looks. You know, if you have a relationship with him now, even he's in your phone book or he's in your email or you send out, you know, holiday cards to him, universe could be saying, cut that tie. We need to be done with
okay.
that. His energy isn't even
right.
close to your thoughts of new romantic relationship. And so it could be a matter of that, of just coming to terms and taking your power back, taking your voice back, much like
mm-hmm.
we've been talking about this month, making your stand.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
But I get it. I get it's a lopsided or was a lopsided relationship. His card is very indicative of that, just being the king of pentacles. But that doesn't mean you're disempowered and you're not equal.
Right.
So that's what the
cards
are indicating.
On. Right. You're spot on. I always kind of defined him as a narcissist, and for some reason he weakened me. And so, you know, and I would always look for this tiny little speck of good, and I would run with that, and then I would always become disappointed. And when I try to break off, then, you know, he'll communicate. And so you're exactly right, and yeah, so that's exactly what's going on.
Yes, thank you for sharing that, Leanne. He's got it mastered, and certainly not anything to his credibility, but it's very, like I said, indicative in the cards. This back and forth, and then just that energy on it. So let's kind of clean that up. Let's definitely clean it up, I should say. And then see where that takes us.
Okay, definitely. You're spot on. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Leanne. Take care. Bye. All right, you all, my listeners that were here for the seventh show, my first and only seventh show. It is now quarter till 10 o'clock if you're in California, till 11 o'clock if you're in Colorado or Mountain Time, and 12 o'clock, yes, if you're here in the great state of Texas or Central Time. It looks like we have another caller who has been patiently waiting. If you're there, how can I help?
Hi, hello.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
My name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Where are you calling from?
I'm from New York.
From New York. Well, thank you for joining us. Tell me, what's on your mind?
You know what? I'm wondering when I might start dating again or when I might meet a guy that I actually like. And or somebody I would actually take serious. So maybe you could give me some insight into that.
All right. I like it. I want to share with you, first of all, your exuberant energy comes through. You are a girl, like, excitement. It is your middle name. Things keep you alive. And that's coming through, which is why I'm already laughing at you talking about this, because I feel like I could have a decent in-depth conversation with you about finding the man that you actually want and not playing around, and someone needs to get you and step up and respect. And so that's coming through. So I appreciate that, and your energy is wonderful. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So I get it. Yeah, I get it. So let's see what the cards want to say. You know, it's such a good way you presented it. You gave us a time frame, and you also gave us a person that you want to be interested in, and then you qualified that with long term. So those are awesome elements. You're very, very clear on that. I always say this, I preface my response with time can be difficult because it can be relative and it can also be, you know, shifted based on an action. However, I'm going to let's get a pulse on your Okay, they're saying let's get a pulse on your relationship with time, and let's get a pulse on your relationship with finding Mr. Right, not Mr. Right now per se. So let's look at this. Okay. Okay. On your relationship with time. Okay. So what's coming through regarding your relationship with time, and I know you're asking me how long it's going to take, what comes up is our Six of Pentacles, our Four of the Major Arcana, which is the Emperor, and then our Ace of Swords. And so what this is telling me or indicating about you and time, we have things to do. We don't have time to wait around. We've got, not only do we have goals, but we're on the way to achieving them, right? Ain't no one got time for that. I totally hear you saying it. And let's, you know, swipe. I follow you. You've got things you got to leave on this world. And Katie, your cards are very clear about that. You are, and you've got the Emperor in your corner. And this card is all about experience, about stepping up to the plate. It doesn't matter what chromosome we are. Let's make this happen. And you're looking for players long term, not just in romantic relationship, but of course, in your life. And
right.
The romantic is what you're looking at right now. So your Ace of Swords comes up, and that's interesting. I can't quite tell if they're talking about we're on the edge of something new and a new phase in our life. And, you know, for example, the holidays, it'd be nice to have something going on in a romantic relationship, but we're not just going to bring someone to our ugly sweater party because we want someone to come with us. We're still looking long-term, right? So that's really interesting because your Ace of Swords is talking about, it's time for next steps. It's time for the next phase. So let me just get some insight. Yeah. Okay. Hold on a second. I wanted to get some insight on when he is going to appear. A couple of things are coming up. We're looking at our Ten of Pentacles, our Ten of Swords, and our Four of Swords. And so what I'm getting with Ten of Pentacles is, but we already know this, your significant other, your partner needs to be someone who can match you in almost every aspect, if not every aspect. And maybe even, you know, have something over on you just for that edge, that competitive edge, right?
Yeah.
So I see that. We want a partner. We want a partner that can just match us in stride. We don't have to wait on him. We don't have to get him the uniform. Like, he is already running in stride next to us. So I see that. Now, we see our Ten of Swords. Yes, and we see our Ten of Swords. And so that card is talking, very positive card.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about overcoming or completion. This could go a couple different ways. One, it could be our Ten of Swords is telling us, okay, this phase is done. We've put enough worry and thought and energy into it. We're cutting our losses and we're moving on. We saw our Ace of Swords earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be that person, your perfect together, is completing something for their self, and we need to wait for that to happen, which is not your strong suit, waiting. I know. And then we have our Four of Swords, which is contemplation. It's licking wounds. It's almost regrouping and recharging. So what's coming across, we can look at this two ways. And again, this is a beautiful in-depth question that if we had more time, we would be doing a different layout. But it's coming across two ways. One, we're waiting for him to come to completion and come to reconciliation with it and regroup and recharge. And then he's ready, right? But it could be that, or it could be there's something around what you've got going on in your life that needs to be completed.
Mm-hmm.
You have your reconciliation with it, and then you're ready to jump in. It's almost like everyone needs to be at the start line at the same time, poised and ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it could be on both your ends or even on your end that there is something that remains to be completed, and you're charged again. Not completed, and then you're ready to go, because we know that you've got that in you too, but that completed, recharged, now you're ready to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm kind of at a new beginning. I'm starting a new career. I just graduated from law school, so I'm running another business as well. So I'm kind of just, I had a surgery. So I'm just kind of like regrouping, getting my energy together. I might be moving out of town, so it's kind of like a new beginning, new energy, new vibe for me. And
first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
On completion. That is no easy feat. And it sounds like you just described, we do need a little bit of time to recharge, regroup, and then be at the start. I mean, you're like, I get it. You're putting your clothes on, running the start, and you're in, because that's you, clearly.
Yeah.
However, the cards are saying, have a nap, have your coffee, come to the table. So that's what they're saying right now. And again, just like the last call, we're looking at swords. So this is something that we can reconcile in our mind. We know in our heart of hearts and in our mind when we're ready for the next step. And so our cards are saying, and this is very much you, because you do process a lot in your mind, you know in your heart of hearts when you're ready. And it sounds like you've got a few things percolating.
Yeah, you know what it is, that like I met a guy, and I mean, he looked okay, but I didn't feel like attracted to him or anything, and I kind of felt like, you know, I don't really date anymore just to date, like, you know, like, when I do something I wanted to be with somebody I really like, I'm really into, so it's like, I just don't have flings and things like that, and you know, buddies like that. You know, I just don't do that anymore.
You have
like
enough
when
friends.
I do something.
No, I get it, and it's clear in your cards. And it sounds like you're already clear on your own answer. So, Katie, my dear, don't hesitate to call
Thank
back.
Thank you.
You know, same time,
I won't.
Same
I
day.
Love this. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you so
much. And thank you for taking advantage. I'm here to serve you. So thank you so much
okay,
for calling in.
Have a beautiful
in,
night. Okay.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, this is Tina. You're on the air. How can I help?
Yes, my name is Nicole. I have a question about relationships. I was wondering if you see anybody coming in for me.
Okay, and you said your name is Nicole?
Yes.
Okay, Nicole, and where are you calling from?
Indiana.
Indiana, okay. It's one of my favorite questions to ask, so thank you for representing. Okay, so we're looking for insight on romantic relationship. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah, or somebody from my past coming back, because I'm, you know, or that too. We can also look at that way too. Yeah, either
All
or.
Right, tell you what we're going to do. We've got 5 minutes left in the show, so this is going to be a very quick reading. We're going to spread five cards, and I'm going to ask if you have someone coming into your life romantically, and this is whether you know them or don't know them. We just want to get some we want to get some insight on, is that doorbell going to ring, right?
Okay.
And so, yeah, so our cards are indicating yes. Now, okay. That being said, Nicole, let's see. We've got two major arcana, the Tower and the Moon. So these are pretty specific cards to discuss. You also have an Eight of Swords, which really gets my attention because there's a feeling of restriction there. And then we have our Ace of Wands. So there's this energy, this newness, this revival, this passion that's there. So, yes, to answer your question, you will have someone coming into your life romantically. There is energy to address, maybe even clean up. And that's what we're seeing with our Tower and with our Moon. So, and there's romantic relationship and there's your physical life, what's going on outside of romantic relationship and the fulfillment that you've got and that you want in your life. So unfortunately, we can't talk any longer. We've got 4 minutes to close the show. Reach out to me.
Okay.
Nicole, and let's look at this because your Tower's a really strong marking card, and so is the Moon and your Eight of Swords along with your Ace of Wands. So give me a buzz and let's set up something or shoot me an email, and let's talk about this in depth because I think there's some insight that will support.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Nicole, take care.
Bye.
My lovely listeners, small lapse in communication, but it gave me time to regroup. So, in closing, we've got about 2 minutes to the hour. I want to quickly run through, and you guys, this is great. If I'm unable to, due to your phone calls, which is my favorite part, so don't ever hesitate and feel like you're losing out if you don't get to call in, because that's why I'm here. I'm here to serve and support. If you can't find out what our card of the day, card of the week, even cards of the month look like, you can follow us on Facebook at New Age Guild, or you can find me at I Hear Tarot, also on Facebook, and you get a daily reading live. A little more in depth than just a posting of the card. Let me know what you want to see on the next show, what questions you have, what your favorite parts are, what your not so favorite parts are. And I also want to let you know what you can expect, because it's all about receiving and being fulfilled. And that's why you're joining me, and that's why I am joining you. So I just want to share with you that moving ahead and moving forward, we get to talk about what's around us, the energy that's around us that we can't see. And I want to remind you that my mission is to empower you with insight, expectation, understanding. I always say it's yours to know, because the insight you receive can be the difference in your judgment and can shift that parameter, that thing we call time. So again, it's yours to know. That's why I'm here. I'm here to support. Reach out to me in any capacity you can. Love to hear from you. And I'm going to close the show with our postcard from Spirit. And it reads, "Dearest you, we have something exciting to share with you. You are a manifesting master, and you don't even know it. There will always be enough of everything that you need in your life, money, opportunities, love, kindness. So whatever you're asking guidance about, have faith and be open to the many ways in which you will experience prosperity. Spirit is the source of your supply. The universe is always reflecting back to you what you believe. So whenever you fall into insecurity, you will be shown an illusion as if your fear was real. But the truth is that the universe is abundant. You are and always have been enough, and abundance is your natural state. If you can imagine something consistently as truth, you can and will create it. You are so on the right path right now. Keep believing. Then the seeing happens. Loving you more and more every day. We're closing our seventh show. Thank you all. Take care, and do not forget, it's yours to know.